a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you spending part of your day with us today. Before we're joined by the CEO of Colette, Dan Sullivan, in our Chief Travel Leaders segment, a quick word from our friends at AMA Waterways River Cruises.
The team at AMA Waterways has asked us to let you know that they're offering a savings of up to $1,500 per stateroom on their Discover Wine cruises, and there are still some summer dates available.
AMA Waterways is also offering $1,000 savings on their Taste of Bordeaux cruises, and some select dates remain for the summer as well, so you're going to want to act quickly to grab those. I'm going to summarize it this way, folks. We can attest firsthand from the experiences that we've had that the level of service they provide in Europe, Asia, and Africa, they're industry-leading and award-winning. So check them out at AMAWaterways.com for more information, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
It's been a little over 3 years since Robert and I last spoke to Dan Sullivan on this show, and we've invited him back today to check in with him. He's certainly a respected and accomplished industry influencer with over 45 years in the travel industry. Dan remains active in every aspect of Colette's family-owned tour business, providing strategic vision and experience that's really helped the company continue to grow and evolve, and it is celebrating its 100th anniversary in 2018. Wow. So let's head up I-95 to the Ocean State and bring in the CEO of Colette, Dan Sullivan, for today's installment of our exclusive Chief Travel Leader series.
Hey, Dan, nice to reconnect with you today. Thanks for joining Mary and me for this Chief Travel Leaders interview.
Thank you. My pleasure to be back with you, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while. Definitely been a while. All right, so, you know, I've enjoyed a long and successful career, certainly, but when I look at Colette celebrating its centennial anniversary this year, that's an impressive feat. So as the CEO of Colette, really would like to know, what's your proudest moment at the helm of the company, and what do you think that Colette does as well today as it did back in 1918?
Well, I think it's being innovative and taking care of our guests, make sure they have a great experience, and of course that's evolved over the years, you know. So really being innovative, and actually Jack Colette, if you're doing some of the research on the centennial, because, you know, Colette's the oldest tour operator in the United States, and really the first in 1918, and Jack taking a jitney to Florida when he came back from World War One, injured in the war, and came back, bought a jitney in Atlantic City, and jitney was the new craze back in 1915. The jitney was kind of created in 1914. In 1915, there were many jitney rides in the cities of the U.S., in Kansas City or Providence or New York or L.A., as there are Uber rides today. And I didn't know that till I heard one of the CEO of Uber talking about it. And he goes, you got to go back 100 years. And it really is fascinating how Colette tied in and what Jack did to create a travel and tour. Because back then, you know, south of Washington, D.C., most of the roads were dirt.
Right.
You know, so it was a real challenge to do what his first tour was to Florida.
Yeah, you weren't driving I-95. We were one in dirt. But what's your proudest moment at the helm of the company?
Probably the work we do around the world, our Colette Foundation, our Colette Cares, giving back. You know, obviously we've been, my parents were, Dan and Alice were very philanthropic and gave back to the local community, going back and then formalized it in the 90s. But I think, you know, what we've done in building schools and orphanages and community centers and building wells to get running water to kids and children and partner communities around the world. I think that's probably, you know, one of the great achievements because, you know, making the world a better place, the community is a better place where we live, where we work, where we travel to, is really part of our goal. And I'd say that's probably my proudest moment as far as being able to accomplish in a really affect the lives of other people, you know, that need it more than us.
Right, absolutely. Something I think we can certainly do in travel and tourism. So you've been involved in things like that for years, but you've also sort of turned a corner and added a piece, your corporate social responsibility platform. I'd love for you to speak in a little more detail about what that is and what it's doing. And then I'd also love for you to touch on something that 100 years ago, I don't think this was as popular, but this culinary-themed travel. So if you could talk a little bit about your CSR as well as some of the culinary-themed travel that you have planned.
Well, the CSR, you know, we started just a few years ago doing trips where we'd take people who would spend 30% of their time working in local communities and 70% of the time enjoying the destination, because really we take them behind the scenes to really see how people live and to meet the locals and yet to give back. And that's how we've done that in Ecuador, South Africa, we're doing Costa Rica, and so many different things. And you have to do it in a non-invasive way where, you know, the community joins in to help you, and it really is making a difference and helping people's lives. So that's been huge, and we do that in so many countries around the world. And Fiji, the whole sales team pitched in, and we basically built these hurricane shelters. And so really, you know, some of these, they have so many monsoons and things in the Pacific that, you know, to make it safe is, you know, kind of a proud moment to do things like that. We've done a lot of great things. Culinary-wise, you mentioned, really taking the people, like in Beijing, we do this hutong tour through the city streets of Beijing and end up at this old home that goes back centuries, and where you have lunch with the family and get to meet the locals. And that is really what people love. We do the same thing in New Zealand. People break into groups of four and just sit in someone's living room, have a drink before dinner, and have, you know, enjoy a typical New Zealand dinner with a local family.
Right.
And those are the things I think people want, and yet you're experiencing the local cuisine, not always the restaurants. You know, it's sometimes it's the local, what they're doing, and we do that around the world.
I think that anytime you can immerse like that, it gives you a true, no pun intended, flavor of the area, but you really just get a chance to interact with the locals. We so enjoy that when we travel. I'm going to ask you this. You know, I saw earlier this week a report from show friend James Schillinglaw that said Colette has announced that all remaining 2018 tour dates are now guaranteed to depart. So that's certainly great news. Can I assume that you're clearly experiencing a strong 2018 and are expecting it to be a robust year?
Well, 17 was a record year in overall growth and profits. As you know, Colette is debt-free, you know, so the 42 rate of Dun & Bradstreet, so people travel. A lot of reasons people travel is financial stability. We had around 100 years and we have no debt, and we had record year. And this year we're having an even better year. We've got double-digit growth again, and we've just got such a talented leadership team. We've got in every aspect, from the technology, we have people from HR. It isn't just the travel parts that lead us, because we've got a great travel team, design team, buyer team, product team that Jacqueline Levalcote heads up, and she does a brilliant job with that team. Great marketing team, great sales team, great business development team. So it's just a great, you know, financial team, obviously,
right,
to be able to maintain that, you know, maintain that financial integrity.
So, Dan, Jack Colette started the company back in 1918, eventually sold it to your dad, Dan Sr., in the early 1960s. You took the reins in 1990. I'm curious if you always knew you'd be working in the travel industry, or if being the oldest child in a family-owned business, was it somewhat expected of you?
I didn't know if I would always go in the family business. I thought I would, but I wanted to be a baseball player. I wanted to be playing for the Red Sox when I got out of college.
All right, well, we can't talk baseball. You know, that's so funny. Well, your Red Sox are doing well this year. That's funny. All right.
Dan, I think our listeners would love to know what's your most or one of your most popular tours or maybe travel categories in your business, and is there anything that you're looking to add in the future?
Well, I think we added 14 different tours this year, and probably we'll do the same thing as we look at now. The team's working on 19 and actually working on thoughts and concepts for 2020. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different tours. So, but really what's the biggest tour right now for us, and we have like three different products to Iceland, you know, and that is just tremendous product that really is immersive. So, and the most popular is actually something that for us didn't really even exist 3 years ago. Just maybe we had a few groups going, but now 3 to 5 times a week from October through early April, you've got the Northern Lights, and that is actually the most popular time. Where Iceland was always popular for us, and you know, the April through October time period, but mostly going the summer.
Right, I can't see the lights.
You know, to do the thermal springs. Now it's just rocket. But I mean, Japan is rocketing in sales, and other Asia destinations like Indochina and Vietnam and all that, the South Pacific. I mean, there's so many great destinations, but and the traditional Ireland stay in the capital.
You've definitely got a cross-section of things, Dan. And listen,
got everything.
You know what? We really appreciate the time. We enjoyed the conversation and reconnecting with you. Congratulations on 100 years of travel.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care, Dan.
All right. Nice to reconnect with Dan.
Yes, and congratulations on 100 years of travel, touring, and operating around the world. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
Great company.
And again, they are the longest-running tour operator in North America. Yeah. So 100 years, they clearly are doing something right. Folks, as we pause for this quick break, a reminder to please connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We'll be right back after this bottom-of-the-hour break. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.